Of tension over whether or not guards need to remain on trains, whether they need to employ guards. That seems to be a lot of the industrial action, certainly, that we've been experiencing. And I'm in favour of trying to keep people in employment, so I try and generate enough activity every time I take a train journey that they would feel that they really should have employed a guard to mitigate what went on. I mean, it's quite easy to get it started nowadays. You just play some loud music on your phone. I usually find a bit of Stormzy or a Grimy Rascal or one of these. and then you sit back and put your feet up on the passenger opposite, and pretty soon it'll all kick off, you know.
And you're creating opportunities.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I'm justifying their existence. That's how I like to think.
We've become so used to rubbishy service, though, in this country. I was on a train not so long ago, again, it was a Southern Rail train, and I got on the train, and the conductor came on. We were already 10 minutes late leaving Victoria. And he went, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about this." He went, "To be honest with you, I've even stopped telling my wife when to expect me home."
I think they should introduce three classes in order to rationalise the current ticket price structure, which will enable people who can't afford these increases. You have first class, which on Southern basically entitles you to a seat with an antimacassar. No other advantage whatsoever. Second class should be the guarantee of a seat, and third class should be a sort of cattle truck with some Velcro on the walls. And you could call that frottage class, if you like. And, you know, some people would probably relish the opportunity for a bit of human contact. We live in a world where loneliness is as much a killer as anything else.
I was on a really, really old train recently the toilet was tiny. I went into the toilet and I thought, I can't hide in here for 3 hours.
You're using still, a very old-fashioned technique there. The way to do it in terms of avoiding paying a ticket, which is what you're implying, is that you wait till somebody else goes into the toilet and then you knock on the door and say, "Tickets, please," and they pass them under the door. And you...
This is the rail fares hike, with prices on routes nationwide being increased by up to 3.6%. This means an annual season ticket from, for instance, Cheltenham to London has gone up by £460. Still, that's a small price to pay for the luxury of spending 5 hours a day staring out of the window, wondering why you ever thought this was a life worth living. On the day the price rise came in, a faulty train prevented the Shadow Transport Secretary, who I hardly need remind you is Andy MacDonald, from reaching a rail fares protest in Leeds, which as a result had to be cancelled. Just think, if it wasn't for one mechanical fault, the government could have been toppled and we could now be living in a socialist utopia. Truly a narrow escape. The trains are much less expensive in Europe, but in fairness, they will only take you to other places in Europe and are, as a result, worthless. Trains have been a part of British life since the opening of the world's first public railway from Stockton to Darlington in 1825. I don't know what that says about Stockton, that they needed to invent an entirely new means of transport just to get out of it, but for their sakes, I really hope that Darlington turned out to be everything that they dreamt of. 2 points to Helen. Andrew, who does Donald Trump think is madder than he is?
This is his erstwhile best buddy, Bannon. They've fallen out. The idea of them falling out and me having to pick a team over whose side I'm on, I just can't decide. It's like watching two tramps fight. I don't care who wins, I just wanted to go the distance. You know, it basically, a book has come out and Steve Bannon has contributed to this book about, you know, mentioning his time in the White House, and he said that Donald Jr. meeting this Russian dude was potentially treasonous and various other bits and pieces. And Donald Trump has gone nuts and as of the last day or so has tried to get the book banned, to slap a legal writ of some sort on this book and not get it published because it's really negative about him and his presidency. But I don't think he needs to worry about it because, you know, he's upset that he's worried that his base will fall away if they find out what's in the book. But they're not going to find out because it's in a book. So I think the secrets of the book are safe in the book, unless this book gets serialised in bumper stickers. Donnie and his naughty secrets are safe.
I can't wait for the movie, though, because that will come out at some point. The sort of Bannon v. Trump movie will come out. I hope it's like a sort of feud-type movie, like sort of Bette Davis...